And I've never understood how that name got.
Me either.
between the, I guess, midway between, yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever heard the midway called anything else?
Not a fan that you made.
Was it a granny woman?
No, okay. Never heard it called that.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a boy has the same color hair, same color eyes as his father, maybe his nose is shaped about the same, so that the boy, his father,
looks like his father, has the light, well, favors his father.
Favors his father.
Yes.
You ever heard anybody say anything like, well, so-and-so takes after his father?
Takes after his father, yeah.
What about a woman who has looked after three children until they're grown? You say that she's three children?
Any specific reason on the three?
No, not really, just arbitrary number.
Other than, no, I don't.
People around here say raised three children?
Yeah.
What about reared? You ever hear
mostly
that?
Raised. Mostly. My mother raised two children, my grandmother. Yeah, I've heard that.
What would you say to a boy who is misbehaved? Might say, well, now, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
whipping, lashing, strapping,
spanking, maybe?
Switching, yeah, spanking.
What would people around here call a child that's born to an unmarried woman? Say that's a
illegitimate child. And if you want to just be real ugly, they even go so far as saying that's a bastard.
Have you ever heard it?
Outside child.
Outside child?
Yeah, have you ever heard that? That was a saying that definitely was used when I was coming along.
Why outside child?
Means outside of the family, I guess. I can't figure it, but I've heard my mother use that in reference to people that I've known. Well, he was an outside child.
Ever heard one called a woods coat?
Yes, I've heard that word, but not used very much, but I've heard it.
Have you ever heard one called a volunteer?
No.
I
call
that.
No, that's your plants.
But they're, you know,
yeah.
Logical. Say if your brother had a son, his son would be your...
My nephew.
And if your mother had a sister, she would be your...
Aunt.
What about a child who has lost both of its parents?
He's an orphan.
And the adult who's appointed to look
after... Guardian.
Say it. If your house were full of people like your aunts and your uncles and nieces and nephews and cousins, people like that, you'd say that the house is all full of your...
Family or relatives. Kinfolks.
What about this expression? Say if somebody was telling you about another woman who looked a lot like you, you might say, well, that might be so, but actually I'm
no... We're no kin.
Or say, what would people around here call somebody who comes into town, nobody's ever seen him before?
He's a newcomer.
Anything else he might be called?
Stranger.
Or, well, what about somebody who comes from another country? You call him a...
Well, he's a foreigner or an alien.
Would you ever call anybody a foreigner who's not necessarily from another country?
No, but you might, on a close-knit community, if someone came from north down south.